Welcome back. You are listening to the Embrace Radio Hour, hosted by the Office of Intercultural Affairs. I'm your DJ, Sophie St. Furman, and I am here with both Esther and Maria from the Intercultural Office. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Yeah, how are you, Sophie?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, it's been a good week so far. How are you, Esther?
I'm doing great. I am excited to welcome our listeners to the Radio Embrace, to the Embrace Radio Hour. Can you tell folks how excited I am that I even got my words all mixed up? But super excited to welcome all of you. I am Esther Jadhav, and I serve as the Assistant Vice President of Intercultural Affairs. The last time I was with you on this radio hour, I had mentioned that I serve as the Associate Dean for Intercultural Affairs. And just since our last episode, I now get to serve as the Assistant Vice President for Intercultural Affairs. And so we are super excited to welcome you back to this Embrace Radio Hour, where you get to hear stories of our intercultural students. And the intent of this program is to really help us understand how our cultures and our context shape who we are and what we become in a pretty significant way. So I'm happy to be here with my co-host, Maria Brown.
Hello.
And friends, we have got to wish Maria Brown today because it is her birthday. So happy birthday, Maria.
Thank you. I'm so excited to finally be 21.
And like Sophie said, we're here with Estrella, so we're excited to welcome her as well.
Yes, I'm excited to be here too. It's good to be back for a second round. I hope you all enjoyed our last program, and we got to interview Brianna from BSA, and today our special guest is Estrella from LSA. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Estrella.
Well, I am a junior studying exercise science with an emphasis in human performance. I first found out about Asbury by my mentor. Her name is Laura Gallagher. I was attending an after-school program that is offered by my church. It's a college readiness program. I was applying to many schools and got plenty of callbacks, just not the one that actually felt that supported me. Mm-hmm. And when I received the call from Asbury, I was very excited, and I actually experienced some joy with it. So that was really nice, and I felt really relieved. I also received a huge scholarship, which was a bonus, but yeah.
Yeah, well, we're so happy you're here at Asbury. It's interesting to hear how different students make their way to Asbury, and so it's exciting to hear when someone says, yeah, it was a great joy to come to Asbury. It's a great joy to know I got accepted, and we're really happy that you're part of our community.
Yeah, Estrella, I remember meeting you when you came on your campus visit with Laura Gallagher, and it is such a joy that you are now with us as a junior. So can you believe it? This is your third year already.
Yeah, I feel like it's gone by really fast, honestly.
Yeah, and I understand that you serve on our Latino Student Alliance, and if you could tell us a little bit about LSA, what you love about LSA, and what you get to do as a leadership team member on LSA.
Yeah, well, I'm the secretary for the Latino Student Alliance, which stands for LSA. Pretty much LSA is an organization that's more Latino-based, and we love when other cultures and other ethnicities would just like to join our group so that they can learn more about the different cultures.
And you have an event coming up, right?
We do. It's on November 1st, and it's called the Day of the Remembrance.
That's right. And is everyone invited to this event?
Everyone is invited, just so that they can learn about the Latino American culture.
Awesome.
And it's basically just about celebrating life and remembering those that we love so much and that we lost.
Yeah, that'll be a great time for students to learn about this cultural holiday. There's a movie, maybe some food too.
Oh,
that
yes.
always gets There'll people out.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, so students be looking for that event.
Yeah, and I think I just want to remind our listeners that much like what you got to hear last time with BSA, LSA is a space for our Latino Hispanic students to come together and share in the common culture that they share, and also help our campus experience a little bit of their culture. And so not too long ago, we hosted the Latino Festival at Asbury, and now we're excited to bring to you the Day of Remembrance. But our student groups are really a place for our intercultural students to come together, to be together, to share in the commonness of their heritage, of their ethnicity, and all of that that comes with it, right? So the food, the music, the stories, the lived experiences that our students have. So this is a space for our students to feel celebrated, to feel supported, and to feel empowered. So as we continue in this conversation with Estrella, I would love to ask you, Estrella, could you tell us about where you're from? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, originally, I am from Belize, but I grew up in Lexington, Kentucky, and I've been here for 14 years. I came to the United States when I was 7 years old. Me and my mother and my sister were fleeing from terrible domestic violence, and my mother had saved up plenty of money to receive tourist visas just so we could escape that violence.
Mm. You know, that is such an important part of your journey to this country, to North America, because as I understand it, you know, migration and immigration happens for many reasons. And oftentimes, those reasons are very difficult. They are life-threatening. They are life-altering. And it sounds like your mom, in the desire to have a good life and perhaps even a safe life, for her and for her children, had to take this step. And so I think, listeners, it's important for us to understand that people come to America under many difficult circumstances. You know, oftentimes we miss those stories that are under just the movement that has happened, right? Somebody has moved and has come to this country and is making it their home, but we don't always have the opportunity of knowing the reason why they may have come here. And so, Estrella, thank you so much for sharing that your family was escaping terrible domestic violence. And so we're so glad that you are here.
Yes, we are. So glad that you're here and appreciate you sharing your story with us. So when you were 7, you come to Lexington, Kentucky, and the only place you had ever lived was Belize, right?
Yeah, I traveled from Belize and would spend Christmas in Guatemala, okay, which is where my mother is from.
So yes. Your mom is from Guatemala, your dad from Belize. Mm-hmm. You know both cultures.
Yes.
You leave both cultures to come to the United States, right?
Yes.
So before we talk about that, tell us a little bit about Belize, because as we were talking and preparing for this, I actually had to look Belize up on a map, and you had to tell me a little bit about Belizean culture,
yes,
that it's not technically a Latin American country, even though it's in Latin America, right? So can you help us understand a little more about Belize?
Yes, well, Belize is located below Mexico and beside Guatemala, and that is basically, I have to say that every time they ask me,
I'm not the only one.
Yes, you're not the only one. But that's the first thing I tell them. Basically, Belize is not a Latin country. It's with the Latin countries, but it's just excluded because it's just so tropical and it's just very Jamaican. Mm-hmm. And it was a British territory. Mm-hmm. And then later on, it was just, it was kind of like a part of Guatemala, but then they just divided off.
Hmm.
And basically, most Belizeans are of multiracial descent, and about 34% of the population is of mixed Maya and European descent, mm-hmm, which would be mestizo. And then 35% of them are Creoles, and about 10.6% are Maya. And then you have the 6.1% that is Afro-Amerindian.
That is so fascinating. So such an interesting combination of cultures right in one country. And then you also have Guatemalan and Belizean together. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk more about that later. But thank you for educating us a little on Belize. You have picked a song for us today, two songs. Can you tell us about the first one that you're going to play and why you chose it?
Well, the first one is by Ex-Ambassadors, Unsteady. And I chose this one because when I listened to it, I feel like I connected with it just because, yeah, you live in a family mm-hmm. where things aren't going the way you expect it to go. And it's just a sense of, oh, I feel hopeless, but then it just turns around and you try to see the positive in everything. Mm. And you just come out of that sadness that you were in and you're like, everything's going to be okay. You know, I have this person that's fighting for me, and mm-hmm. because they are fighting for me, I will fight for them as well.
So this is a little bit of your story then. This
yes,
tells your
basically.
Story. Okay, thank you, Sophie. Play it.
Hold on, hold on to me, 'cause I'm a little unsteady, a little unsteady. Oh, hold on, hold on to me, 'cause I'm a little unsteady, a little unsteady.
To the Embrace Radio Hour. I am excited to have you all join us this afternoon. I am Esther Jadhav, and with me is my co-host, the birthday gal, Maria Brown. And with us also is our very special guest, Estrella Wyatt. Estrella, we are so glad you are here with us. So as we continue to listen to Estrella's story, I would like to have her share with us a little bit more about her family, her siblings, and just home life with us.
I have two other sisters. One is age 15 and the other is age 11. My mom is a single parent and she has three jobs.
Three jobs. Wow.
Yeah.
So when you came here, you mentioned that you came here when you were seven. And did you have other family that was here? Or did you all come alone and adjust to the United States by
yourselves? We actually did come alone. My mother did have a sister that was living here in Kentucky. And we stayed with them for a short period of time.
Okay. Can you talk to us a little bit about what it was like as a seven-year-old from Belize with this Belizean, Guatemalan heritage and culture to suddenly find yourself in Lexington, Kentucky in public school?
Well, I had to adjust my English a lot. I did have a very strong, thick Jamaican accent when I spoke English, and I also spoke Creole and Spanish, of course. So I had to gain more experience in one language and lose another. And as I was growing up, at seven, I had to grow up much faster than what any child would need to. I would have to make sure that my sister was fed and that the house was clean. So whenever my mom would come home, everything would be okay and she wouldn't really have to worry about anything.
So you were learning family life stuff. You're learning responsibility that most seven-year-olds don't have, but you also are trying to figure out a whole new culture, language, working hard to change your accent. So what was that like for you as you're absorbing all of this and then recognizing, oh, I don't fit in because of my accent?
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought I didn't fit in because of my accent because basically nobody could understand me. Mm-hmm. I spoke too fast. It was just very not good English. But I guess it was kind of hard adjusting, but as a seven-year-old, you kind of adjust to life faster just because you are younger. And if you were to see it from my mother's point of view, it would have been harder because she was the one that was actually looking for jobs, trying to figure out how she was going to support us, what our life was going to be while we were here. And yeah, just, I guess, missing her entire family.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a huge change for everyone. And I think that points to Esther's earlier point about immigration, how it looks different for everyone. But there are these universal themes of enormous change, trying to assimilate into a culture that you don't maybe understand or know, that you're not accustomed to, and recognizing these things about yourself that have been normal up until now that suddenly become things that you feel like you have to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Estrella, I just want to thank you for really sharing these very important and personal parts of your story with us. It takes a lot of courage, and you are an inspiration for all the transition that you have walked through. And so listeners, know that there is always hope, and we just need to reach out and grab a hold of hope that comes to us, and especially for us as Christians, the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And I think I'm hearing that as I'm listening to Estrella this afternoon. So just quickly, Estrella, could you give us a little understanding on what it means to be a DACA student, right? So I said earlier that migration and immigration happens under difficult circumstances, and individuals come on different visas or different documents to the United States. And in your story, you come to us as a DACA recipient. And so could you help our listeners know what does DACA mean, its strengths and, you know, so the pros and cons of that?
Yes, like you said, many people do come in very different, with different documents. And like my mother, she didn't really know which documents she could use to actually come in and how she could renew them or how she could just become a part of the American community. But what DACA stands for is Deferred Action. It's Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, which means that any child that arrived to the United States from wherever can apply for this identification, just to get a form of legal status. And with this identification, you can obtain a job, get a driver's license, even own a house. But there are also some penalties. It only lasts for 2 years. And after those 2 years, you have to renew it until, and obviously there's a fee with it. This is renewable until whenever they decide to withdraw the program.
So there's some instability with DACA. It's not something, you don't know what it will be in a couple of years.
Just like now with the whole government, people like me are having just some, I guess they're kind of scared, and because they don't know what really is going to happen with it. If it's going to be just dissolved, or if we're going to have a new, just something to make it more permanent, or how they're going to change it. But we're just kind of in the shadows of not knowing what's going to happen next.
Right. So this kind of DACA really became a way for kids like you who came in at such a young age to have some kind of documentation that would allow you to, like you said, get a job, get a Social Security number, get a driver's license. But you have to pay for it. It's uncertain. And you also cannot apply for loans. Is that right?
We cannot apply for loans.
Okay.
We can't get grants either. So we can get scholarships and we can attend college, but it's not permanent.
Right. So it's not a permanent solution. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So that takes us back to what Esther was saying, right? And these kind of uncertain things, as Christians, we hold on to hope and in what God can do even in our uncertainty. And does DACA allow you to vote?
It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't allow us to vote. So I guess it's just not fair, because we also want to give our voice. I mean, we've been in the United States for this long, and not having the opportunity to voice our vote is kind of just demeaning in a way.
Yeah, that's a difficult part of DACA. Yeah.
Listeners, I hope you are listening to the struggles, to the challenges that our students experience, and yet the courage and the resilience that they show in coming and in taking the challenge and rising to the occasion, rising to the opportunities. So, Estrella, as we continue to talk with you this afternoon, I understand that we have another song from you. So could you tell us a little bit about why you have chosen this particular song?
Well, I chose La Bicicleta, which is by Shakira and Carlos Vives. I chose this because it has a really fun beat to it, and it just describes who I am now and what I've become from forgiving, and how I've become stronger, just in the sense of me overcoming my past. It's just something that's like, oh yeah, this is Estrella Waite. This is who she is. She's fun and she's caring, and
yeah. All right. So let's listen to it.
Que te lleve a todos lados.
Un vallenato desesperado.
Una cartica que yo guardo donde te escribí. Que te sueño y que te quiero tanto. Que hace rato está mi corazón latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti. La que yo guardo donde te escribí. Que te sueño y que te quiero tanto. Que hace rato está mi corazón latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti.
Thank you.
desesperado. Una cartica que yo guardo donde te escribí. Te sueño y que te quiero tanto. En una bici que me lleva a todos lados. Un vallenato desesperado. Una cartica que yo guardo donde te escribí. Que te sueño y que te quiero tanto. Que hace rato está mi corazón. Latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti. La que yo guardo donde te escribí. Que te sueño y que te quiero tanto. Que hace rato está mi corazón. Latiendo por ti, latiendo por ti. Lleva, llévame en tu bicicleta. Óyeme, Carlos, llévame en tu bicicleta. Que si te quiero un día le muestras en Tayrona. Después no querrás ir pa' Barcelona. Lleva, llévame en tu bicicleta. Óyeme, Carlos, llévame en tu bicicleta. Que si a mi pique tú le muestras en Tayrona. Después no querrás ir pa' Barcelona.
Welcome back to the Embrace Radio Hour. I'm Maria Brown, my co-host Esther Jadhav, Sophie our DJ, and Estrella our guest today. That was a great song. Thank you, Estrella. We almost had to break the no dancing rule. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And I feel like we've learned a lot about you and about your different countries as well. And we've also talked about DACA, which we just really appreciate you sharing. DACA is a bit of a controversial topic, and it took some courage and vulnerability to share that with us. So thank you so much for sharing your story. So as we finish our conversation today, tell us about how you answer when someone asks, where are you from? Who are you?
That is really complicated. I usually, when I first meet somebody, they either ask me, oh, Estrella, where are you from? Or what are you? Or are you mixed? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, well, I guess I am mixed, but it's really complicated because I am mixed with so much, mm-hmm. and I don't know how to respond. Usually I just say, oh, yes, I'm Guatemalan and I'm Belizean, so that makes me Guatalesian. but yeah, that's what I usually respond with. And sometimes I just leave it like that, or sometimes I actually go into depth mm-hmm. with it. But yeah, I have a lot of people that give me, oh, are you white? Are you mixed with Black and Hispanic, or Black and Mexican, or Black and white, mm-hmm. or just, oh, are you Colombian even? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm like, I don't see any of that that you see. I just see me.
Right.
But
you are truly intercultural, right?
Yeah, I have a right. lot.
Yeah. And so when people see all of these different things, you just see you. And I think that's the beauty of your story today. There are all these different pieces, but it makes up you. This is Estrella. So thank you for sharing yourself with us today.
Yeah, Estrella, thank you so much. And listeners, I hope you have enjoyed getting a little glimpse into Estrella's life. And as we bring our time together to an end, I would like to just make a quick announcement about an upcoming conference. It is our first annual Embrace Conference, which will be held November 13th through the 14th on our campus. Our desire at Asbury University is to create a space for education and discussion around issues of race relations. And at this conference, we will explore together what redemptive social action in the context of our Christian faith can look like in our world today. So for details, please go to the website. Registration information is there. And you're always welcome to ask Maria Brown or myself, Esther Jadhav, questions about this conference.
Thank you again for joining us. Check back in 2 weeks. We'll be on the air again, this time with someone from the Asian Student Alliance. And thanks for listening. Have a great day, everyone.